This is Shir 50 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon. In this Shir, we build upon our previous foundation to demonstrate the profound essential connection between Bitachon and Tefillah. The primary source illustrating this link is found in the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, 32b. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Hanino, Imro Odom Sheispal, Lo Yina'ano Yachzor Vyispal, Shenemer, Kavei El Hashem, Chazak V'yamis Lebecho V'kavei El Hashem. Chama Baruch Hanina said, in English, Chama Baruch Hanina said, if a person davens and sees that he was not answered, he should return and daven again, as it says, hope in Hashem, place your hope in Hashem, be strong, let your heart take courage, and hope in Hashem. Again, that's Pasuk Tehillim 27:14. Rashi explains that the directive Kavei El Hashem means that a person must continuously strengthen his bitachon and never fall into the spear, even when an immediate answer is not visible. Notice the textual structure used by Rabbi Bachama. He delivers an instruction regarding tefillah, returning to daven again. Yet his scriptural proof text speaks explicitly about kivui, which is a lashon of hoping, which is a bitachon terminology. When an individual sees that his initial prayer went unanswered, yet chooses to persevere and daven again, that persistence is a clear siman, a sign that he has successfully strengthened his internal bitachon. That fortified trust, it's chazak v'yamis lebecho, is the exact fuel that empowers him to step back into tefillah once more. This exact dynamic is systematically detailed by the Sefer Ikrim in Maimer 4, the end of Perek 48. He outlines how bitachon serves as a functional preparation, the hachana, that unlocks the ultimate reception of divine kindness. When a person davens for a matter in which he places his hope, it demonstrates that his trust is truthful, and through this he becomes prepared to receive the hoped for kindness. Sefer Ikrim establishes three sequential principles. Number one, validation of trust. Davening for a need in which you trust Hashem proves that your bitachon is genuine and active, rather than a superficial lip service. Number two, proportional readiness. In exact accordance with how much the receiver prepares his soul through tikvah, through bitachon, which is also, again, kivoy, which is lashon bitachon, so will the divine kindness, as Hashem's chesed, reach him and bring his hope to absolute completion through tefillah, as you use the word v'shulam tikvasoi ima tefillah. Number three, the choicest of tefillah, a tefillah that stems directly from an inner foundation of bitachon in Hashem, hayoyser nefcheres, the choicest out of everything, combining yielding reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu with heartfelt tefillah represents the ultimate optimal way to act. We find further explicit confirmation of this principle inside the writings of the Ramchal in the Eitzrus of Ramchal, page 246. Ramchal writes that when a person possesses true bitachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to his prayer in a unique, highly attentive manner. He used the words Yoyser Yishma Mepiha Mekavet Tfilosoi. He listens in a far greater way to a tefillah coming from the mouth of one who hopes in him. He anchors this in a Pasuk Tehillim, Perek Mem, Pasuk Beis, 42, Kivoi Kavisi, Hashem, Vayet Elai Veyishma Shavasi. I hope intently in Hashem, and he inclined toward me and heard my cry. The act of relying on Hashem causes that Hashem to incline his ear, as it were, and accept his tefillah. In a profound Kabbalistic and Hashkafic passage, the Ramchal contrasts two types of tefillah. The standard tefillah, prayers that lack bitachon, often get worn out or weighed down along the spiritual pathway. Misyagwis baderech. He applies the verse in Devarim 25:18. This is like a very Kabbalistic connection, because it's talking about remembering Amalek. Asher karcha baderech v'ata oyef v'yageya. How he met you on the way when you were faint and weary. He's basically saying that the tefillah gets worn out on the way. And number two, a second bitachon infused prayer. Conversely, at tefillah oilu lamal v'yoyse tefillah v'yoyse v'kiboy. The prayer that ascends highest of all is a prayer stemming from trust and hope. He links this to the verse in Yeshayahu, this is Yeshayahu 40:31. Those who hope in Hashem shall renew their strength, they shall ascend on wings of like angels. The betachon embedded within the prayer grants it supernatural wings, empowering it to pierce all barriers and ascend directly to the supernal throne. The next few shiurim will dig deeper into tying betachon to tefillah, and then we will move on to our special series on El and Yom Nirim. Have a wonderful evening.